Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. For thousands of years, mankind has relied entirely on plants, herbs, and spices to treat illnesses both minor and serious. On every continent stretching back centuries, native cultures turned to indigenous plants to develop healing remedies. Over 4,500 years ago, Chinese and Native Americans began to organize bodies of knowledge about the medicinal properties of herbs and spices. In this interview today with our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones will feature some of her favorite culinary herbs, why they are beneficial for the body, and suggest ways to use them in food. She's been studying the healing benefits of spices and culinary herbs for over 30 years and imparts her knowledge on this subject worldwide. Today, she is eager to enlighten us on how we all can discover the healing secrets of our spice racks. Now, for more information on which spices to use with different foods and to upgrade your cooking skills as you learn about the healing power of culinary herbs and spices, go to Dr. Susan's websites, SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. In our navigation bar, go to Recipes, click on Susan's Seasoning Suggestions for Common Foods. And, of course, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, a frequent guest on the program, certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. She travels internationally as a frequent radio, TV talk show guest, and motivational speaker. The author of many books, including Kitchen Gardening, Be the Change, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and two more recent ones, which we'll cover with the topics on today's program. They're entitled The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Choose to Thrive. Once again, refer to her website to find out how to get personally autographed copies of her books and more about Dr. Susan. Our topic today with Dr. Susan, culinary spices, discover the healing secrets in your spice rack. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Rick, and what a spicy conversation we'll have today.
I knew that was coming. Somehow I knew that was coming,
and you
didn't disappoint. This will be. There are so many interesting aspects in dealing with culinary spices. Let's talk about that. Most people think of culinary spices, they're used to flavor foods. Are they used for more than that? And what's some history on that?
So history first. You know, way back in biblical times, mustard seeds were thought to cure everything from a toothache to epilepsy. Saffron, black pepper, fenugreek, all words you talk about every day, I know. And
yes,
many other spices were also prized for their healing powers. And as it turns out, those ancients had an uncanny sense of which spices were most likely to be effective. And fortunately, these days, we have thousands of studies on the potential healing effects of these kitchen spices like black pepper, cumin, clove, cinnamon, nutmeg, turmeric. And in spices, there's an abundance of compounds called phytochemicals or phytonutrients, which help boost immunity, rejuvenate the body, and even prevent normal healthy cells from turning into cancer. Many, many spices, for example, contain, you know this word, antioxidants.
Yes.
Those are substances that block the effects of free radicals in the body. So it's just fascinating that, yes, you can use all kinds of spices to flavor your food and to become basically a gourmet chef. And you know that I've been a recipe developer, and I used to be a chef, worked for some private people early on, worked my way through college, and I used to do catering. But now I teach people how to cook all the time, and I always bring my big bag of spices with me. One of my nicknames, in addition to the Sprout Lady, is the Spice Lady.
And we're going to give you a lot, I'm not participating in this. Dr. Susan will give you a lot of information during the course of the program. So listen closely. You'll find the program. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If you need to go back and refer to something, you'll find the iTunes tab there, and you can listen to the program. Go to Dr. Susan's website. And if you go to our websites, SusanSmithJones.com or BooksToUplift.com, you'll be able to get a lot of the information we're talking about today. You mentioned a lot of benefits. Let's talk about one specifically. What spice helps in the weight loss arena, something that people, especially this time of year, are interested in?
Yeah, the battle of the bulge.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about hot cayenne pepper. You know, there's a saying that whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it's amazing, the healing properties in cayenne. There's a compound in it that's an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, called capsaicin. And these are thermogenic spices, the cayenne. That means it heats up your body. And so it's not only healing power, but it's fire power. And it will help with the battle of the bulge, and it has a three-prong approach. First, when you eat cayenne or hot, spicy foods, it helps fight off those food cravings. Some experts believe, and I know it's true in my life and people I work with, that when you eat sharp-tasting hot foods like anything with cayenne or hot peppers, it overwhelms the taste buds, cutting off cravings. Secondly, cayenne helps you to eat less. Years ago, you and I talked about this. There was a study done in the Netherlands where they gave, picture this, they gave men, a group of men, 0.9 grams of ground cayenne pepper, either in a pill form or mixed with tomato juice. And then 30 minutes later, Rick, they turned these men loose on an all-you-can-eat buffet. That we can picture.
Yes.
And then compared with the men who were given the placebo, the men who had cayenne reduced their food intake by up to 16%.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I know. Thirdly, it requires energy to eat hot, spicy foods, hot peppers. And in other words, it burns calories to eat them. And that's because the heat you feel when you eat chili pepper, sometimes you perspire on your forehead.
Yes.
Takes energy to produce. Now, this is why, because I want to keep my weight in check. I have cayenne capsules, because you don't always want everything to taste like cayenne pepper. So I have cayenne capsules that I take one or two times a day, especially before a meal that I know will have some extra calories in it. And because it helps endurance, too, I take a little bit of cayenne in a capsule about 30 minutes before I work out.
Interesting. And obviously, you see results. I mean, it works. Something that simple works.
I know it does. That's right.
It's amazing. We're talking culinary spices. Discover the healing secrets in your spice rack with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website's SusanSmithJones.com and books to uplift.com. Of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I've heard that there are spices that you can take, that herbs as well, that work for motion sickness. Any validity to that?
There is, absolutely, and morning sickness. And we're going to talk ginger. Now, ginger, and I you probably don't know this, but it's one of the most widely used herbal remedies on the planet, used by billions of people. And no wonder, because this aromatic spice invigorates healthy digestion, boosts your circulation, and is an effective warming, digestive, and circulatory tonic. And it's my favorite go-to natural remedy for the prevention and treatment of nausea and vomiting that's associated with motion sickness and morning sickness. Rick, I always take my capsules with me when I fly, because you never know. In one study that involved 80 naval cadets, it revealed that giving them 1,000 milligrams of ginger powder capsules controlled symptoms including nausea, vomiting, vertigo, and cold sweats. And most mornings, and I have one right here that I'm drinking next, if we had TV here, you could see, I take my purified alkaline water, I heat it up, and I take my ginger root out of the fridge, and I cut off 3 or 4 coins of it, and I pop it in the water. I make my own ginger tea.
Interesting. Now, how about getting better sleep? Does it work for that as well?
Well, and in terms of sleep, it helps a little bit because it calms your digestive system.
Ah, okay.
But two herbs that are great for sleep is chamomile. Have you heard of chamomile tea?
Yes.
Yes, and lavender. And you can even go to the health food store or regular supermarket and find tea bags with chamomile and lavender, often combined. That's great to sip on about an hour before you go to sleep.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about culinary spices, discovering the healthy secrets right in your spice rack. We've talked about a lot of practical uses for spices. How about a culinary spice for lowering cholesterol? Is there one that's effective for that?
Well, there's one, and there are few. Let me talk about the premier one.
Okay.
And it's one that will maybe allow you to have more time in solitude. Can you guess which one it is?
Mm.
That maybe you don't want to be around people if you eat too much of it.
Oh, okay. Probably garlic.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
All right. So Popeye may have eaten spinach for strength, but the ancient Egyptians, the slaves who built the Great Pyramids, were given garlic to give them endurance. In ancient Greece and Rome, athletes ate garlic before competitions, and soldiers consumed it before battle. Probably made the opposite team not want to come near them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but today science has proven the many ways that garlic reinforces our vigor and vitality. And it is a triple threat, a triple treat when it comes to cardiovascular health. First of all, when you consume garlic on a regular basis, it can lower blood pressure, inhibit coronary artery calcification, and decrease platelet aggregation, thereby reducing the risk of blood clots and coronary heart disease. It also can prevent the oxidation of cholesterol. You don't want that in the bloodstream. That's a good thing, that the garlic will help prevent the oxidation.
Okay.
Because all this oxidation of cholesterol leads to heart disease. There's a component in garlic called allicin, and that's more than maybe a girl's name.
Yes.
But allicin is a powerful antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal capable of killing harmful microbes, making garlic the perfect thing to consume, the most natural antidote to colds, flus, and infection. And this is what I love. Eating as little as 2 servings of garlic a week reduces the risk of colon cancer significantly. Now, I'm always making roasted garlic in my oven. I love that. And when I'm in the house and I'm making several big bulbs of roasted garlic, and then I store it for a while. But I'll go out of the house. I'll go out into my yard, and then I'll come back in just so I can smell that beautiful aroma. And in terms of heart disease, there's more than garlic, Rick. There's 7 spices that are great that have been shown to prevent platelets from clumping, and these include turmeric, fenugreek, cloves, red chili peppers, that's the cayenne, cinnamon, garlic, of course, and ginger. And in fact, ginger has a component in it called gingerol that has the chemical structure somewhat similar to aspirin, which is a proven clot-busting drug.
So much great information on the program, and as usual, time goes by so quickly. You mentioned several. Let's go back and talk about these individually. Black pepper, cloves, fenugreek, saffron. Obviously, there are benefits, many benefits for all of those.
Okay, so quickly, black pepper, with some studies, has been shown to reduce the severity of seizures. And if you have a minor cut, you can do this. You can put freshly ground black pepper on your cut. I know that I'm not a crazy lady from L.A. This works. I usually make a paste with aloe vera gel and with the black pepper, freshly ground on it. And then I put it right on a cut. It will stop the bleeding. It will help stop the bleeding. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting. It reduces pain. And it's antibacterial and antiseptic properties in it that helps. And here's an extra bonus. It helps prevent scarring. So that's black pepper. You said cloves.
Cloves.
There's a compound in cloves called eugenol. And it's a powerful inflammation fighter. And by the way, it's very popular for dentists to use, like clove-infused gloves or numbing ingredients, because it's a popular numbing compound found in many products used by dentists, especially during a root canal.
Mm.
Probably not a word
okay.
we want to bring
no,
up.
No.
And then, let's see, fenugreek contains components called saponins, and they bind to cholesterol like a magnet and causes it to be excreted from the body. In one study, scientists found that people who were given fenugreek had drops of cholesterol of at least 18%, and saffron. Now, have you ever had saffron?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I bet you haven't. It's one of the most expensive spices in the world, but compounds on studies from saffron that were placed on human cells, including cells that cause leukemia, cause these dangerous cells to stop growing, but the compounds also appear to have no effect, which is good, on the normal healthy cells. So there's a lot more science that needs to be done to the saffron, but you just add a little bit to give flavor to different foods, and, you know, there's so much you can do with spices.
We're talking about culinary spices, discovering the healing secrets in your spice rack. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and we're back much more after we take a time out for these messages. We're back on today's program. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us. Her website's susansmithjones.com and bookstouplift.com. Talking about culinary spices, discover the healing secrets in your spice rack. Let's pick up an interesting discussion. So many different applications that work. How about recommending something for cold feet, cold hands, even achy muscles and joints, especially as we're trying to get back into shape after the first of the year?
Here is the perfect solution. Take your favorite moisturizer that you might use on feet and hands and sprinkle a little bit of cayenne pepper in it. I'm not saying a tablespoon. I'm saying sprinkle in a little bit.
Okay.
Rub it on your feet. Put on your socks. They'll stay warmer for hours. Same with your hands and same with achy joints. Because often if you buy those over-the-counter medications for arthritis and achy joints, they have capsaicin in it. And as I said earlier, that capsaicin is one of the main healing properties in hot pepper, chili peppers, cayenne pepper.
You
can make your own by putting a little dash of cayenne pepper into your moisturizers and then rub it on those achy, sore, or cold areas.
I love that. It's something you can do yourself. And again, all this information at Dr. Susan's website. You talk to a lot of people, they're trying to balance their blood sugar levels, whether they're diabetic, pre-diabetic, simply needing to lose weight. Is there a spice you would recommend for that?
Absolutely. And here we're going to talk about cinnamon. You know, cinnamon's a valuable commodity. In the olden days, it was considered more valuable than gold in some ancient cultures. But it's still valued these days, and it improves your body's ability to obey insulin and take up glucose or blood sugar. And not only that, but it cuts the heart-threatening triglycerides. It helps to lower the LDL, the bad cholesterol. It helps to raise the HDL, the good cholesterol. And one study of 30 men and 30 women with type 2 diabetes, they received either cinnamon or a placebo capsule for every day for 40 days. And at the end of 40 days, researchers found that the cinnamon group's blood sugar levels had fallen by 18 to 29%. And in another study, 1/2 teaspoon a day could cut your triglycerides and total cholesterol by 12 to 30%. So it helps with blood sugar. It helps with cholesterol. It's also a great digestive aid. If one of my clients calls me and says, Susan, I have an upset stomach, and I have lots of gas and bloating, what would you recommend? And I'd say, go to a room and be by yourself. And have a capsule of cinnamon. By the way, you can sprinkle cinnamon in your morning coffee, on your toast, on your oatmeal. You could double the amount used in your baked goods. You could sprinkle it on sweet potatoes. You can add it to chilies and curries for authentic flavor. And you know I do this. We've talked about this many times. To create a zero-carb, flavorful, and delicious drink, take a glass of your water and add a cinnamon stick. And the cinnamon stick will last for 2 days. It slowly, the curl opens up, and then in 2 days you throw it away or put it down in your garden, add another stick, and you can transfer the stick from glass to glass and bottle to bottle. That's a way to get cinnamon into your body.
It's amazing how effective all these spices are. Is there anything that's used to help reduce inflammation?
There's probably no better spice in the world than turmeric. This is the aromatic ingredient that gives curry its vibrant golden color. And I was just thinking, should I say this so everybody hears, or should I keep it a private? But what the heck, it's just you and me here.
Yep, just the two of us talking.
Yeah, and by the way, I said earlier that cayenne had capsaicin. Well, turmeric has something called curcumin, or curcumin. People say it different ways. So every morning I take a big glass of that water. Remember I told you
put
the ginger coins in? I add a teaspoon of turmeric powder, and I do that because it's a, first of all, there have been over 1,000 studies done on it. It helps to reduce all kinds of arthritis and achy joints, and the best anti-inflammatory. It protects your eyes from free radicals. It helps against rheumatoid arthritis and any type of autoimmune diseases, and it just boosts your immune system. So a little bit of turmeric every day, you can, you know, like cinnamon and cayenne, you might not want all your foods tasting like it, so you can get it in capsule form.
It's just amazing. And on the website you talk about, there's a humble spice, you call it, that's proving even more effective than aspirin. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and now remember, that is ginger. Ginger is phenomenal because there's a compound in ginger called gingerol, and it has a chemical structure pretty similar to aspirin's, which makes ginger a proven clot-busting drug. So that's why every single day I have ginger. I always put it in my smoothies. I find ways to add it into my diet. I always start my morning with the ginger water.
That's just amazing. People are taking notes, I'm sure, and you can go back to our website and Dr. Susan's website to get all of the information. Got a couple of minutes left in the program. Why don't you sort of sum up some of your favorite culinary spices, some of the benefits, and then tell us what we can find on the website. I keep talking about going to the website to get all this information. A lot there. First of all, sort of wrap up what we've talked about, some of your favorite spices.
Well, let's go. Let's quickly say that, like, parsley has a calming, detoxifying effect. Fennel is licorice tasting, and it alleviates gas, bloating, upset stomach, constipation, heartburn. Cumin relieves indigestion, and it's a libido booster like our avocados. Thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, helps your respiratory and digestive system. It's also an antibacterial. Vanilla beans are antioxidant rich. If you drink champagne, put a few vanilla beans in your champagne for an amazing drink that smells great. And vanilla beans, they've found, help to reduce cancer and tumors in the breast and the lungs. And here's the bottom line for all of this. Experiment with spices. Maybe add a dash of cinnamon to your sweet potato. Sip a cup of sage on a cold winter's day. You tickle your taste buds with all of this. Think of it this way, Rick. Every dash of this or that you add to your cooking will give your health a boost. And maybe some vanilla or grated ginger in your smoothie. Maybe a little celery seed in your favorite salad. Rosemary. Rosemary helps your mind. You know that saying, rosemary is for remembrance. It will help your memory become as sharp as a tack. Sage tea, like rosemary. To be sage, you possess wisdom, and you would be deemed wise indeed if you added sage to your diet, because it will help your brain. And if you love baking, bake herb breads. Add dill, coriander, fennel, onion, garlic. Start small. You can always add more. You don't want to overdo it, especially with something like rosemary. And you can boost your health by literally going to your spice rack. Go to my website, susansmithjones.com. In the navigation bar, go to recipes and scroll to Susan's Seasoning Suggestions for Common Foods. So I have lots of foods, and I tell you all the spices that are great to go with that food.
And so much information there. You can sign up for the free monthly newsletter, information on a free full-color cookbook, information there on all of your books that are available. And, of course, the topic we're talking about today in great detail, culinary spices. Discover the healing secrets in your spice rack. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. So much great information today. I've been taking notes. I'll have to go back probably and listen again to make sure I have everything right here. But so many things that can benefit us we'll find in our spice rack. It's right there for us. It'll make the food taste better and make us feel better. You'll find it all pretty much in your spice rack. What to look for, go to Dr. Susan's website. Always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you. See you next time.
We will be back again another month. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest. Website, susansmithjones.com. Also information at our other website, bookstouplift.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.